Several dozen young women in jeans and sneakers are line dancing, having fun. This could be any fitness class, anywhere in the United States. But this is not just anywhere. This is a community center at Camp Lejeune, a Marine base on the North Carolina coast. And the main purpose of this class is stress relief for war wives whose husbands are fighting in Iraq. Assistant Director Monique Davis says it helps these women just to be together.
Maybe because we're in an environment where a lot of people don't have family, so they kind of latch on to other people. You know, they're dealing with the same situation.
Different wives have different ways of coping. At lunch after the dance class, 30-year-old Leanne Dupree holds her baby daughter and explains why Phoebe is a bit skittish around men. It's because Phoebe's father hasn't been around much since she was born. The last time Ms. Dupree heard from him, her husband was in Kuwait. She doesn't know where he is now, but she faces the uncertainty stoically.
You know, we don't really talk about it. We really don't.
It's just fine with me. Yeah. No news is good news. It's just how I feel.
Other wives, like Andrea Ghisarelli, try to keep a positive attitude. The 23-year-old's husband is on the front lines somewhere in Iraq.
So sometimes I worry about that, but I know that he's going to be okay. Knowing that there's other Marines that are there to protect my husband and that they're all there to accomplish a mission and do it together as a team.
Other military wives are a source of strength for 24-year-old Catherine Salcido. She hasn't seen her husband since he shipped out to the Gulf last August. His deployment has been extended indefinitely. She says it's comforting, in a way, to know there are others who share her fear and frustration.
I have a lot of friends whose husbands are, you know, in Kuwait or Iraq, and some whose their fathers are there, too. So it helps to know that I'm not the only one. And although we all feel differently, you know, obviously about our different situations, it does help. It helps because we can all kind of lean on each other.
Ms. Salcido says being on base is a double-edged sword. She gets support, but she also feels immersed in the war. Still, instead of going back home to Washington State with her 2-year-old son, this war wife has chosen to stay at Camp Lejeune. She wants to continue volunteering with wives who are new arrivals at the base, far from their parents and extended families.
You know, a lot of them are away, and I'm pretty much the only link they have at this point to any information. And so I kind of want to be here in case anything does come down.
One thing Catherine Salcido tries not to do is watch a lot of war news on TV. But across town at Lee Sloan's house, the news is almost always on.
The Jacksonville community is anxiously waiting for word on what happened to these missing Marines.
Ms. Sloan has a grandson in the Army. He turned 25 somewhere in the Gulf during the first week of the war. The last she heard, he was okay. But Ms. Sloan says people here feel each casualty like it was their own, whether or not they knew the soldier involved. She has done her part to boost local morale by staging a fashion show on the base. She says that's just part of a town-wide support effort, the likes of which she hasn't seen in the 30 years she's lived here.
The community of Jacksonville, I'm not saying that they didn't pull together before, but I think it's even more this time than ever before.
Part of Jacksonville's resilience may come from the fact that many here know the reality of war. Bob Jones is the general manager of Freedom Furniture and Electronics. He has posted the sign, "Pray for Our Losses," outside his store. He says Camp Lejeune's casualties have saddened local residents, but not fazed them.
We can have veterans here that served in World War II. We have Korean War vets here, and that was a much harder war, a very harsh war. I'm a Vietnam vet myself. No, we understand. If this was a community where you didn't have a lot of veterans, then you probably wouldn't understand.
If the Marines still here have any qualms about going to Iraq, they're not saying so. Gassing up his car, First Lieutenant Matt O'Donnell says it's hard enough to be left behind any time fellow Marines are deployed.
You know, when you hear that they've taken casualties or they're running into minor difficulties or whatever, it really makes you want to go even more. When they're in combat, you want to be there beside them.
Lieutenant O'Donnell could get that chance. He's awaiting orders that will tell him when or whether he'll ship out for Iraq. I'm Lita Hartman at Camp Lejeune, Jacksonville, North Carolina.